And now this is a dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Knox, K-N-O-X, March 2nd, 71. Addressed as a letter to Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Clump, K-L-U-M, P as in Paul, P as in Paul. Dear Mrs. Clump, a follow-up for Mrs. Knox. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, prior left-sided nephrectomy, last visit in April. Offered her an in-person visit. She declined. She did a phone visit. No hospital admission. Has gained weight from 158 to 166. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, but there is nocturia. However, no incontinence, cloudiness of blood. Presently, no edema, claudication symptoms, or foot ulcers. Denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Minimal dyspnea, no major sputum production, no oxygen, no orthopnea, PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight losartan HCTC. Otherwise, diabetes, cholesterol management. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 122/76. Able to speak in full sentences, no respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistry, October creatinine 1.4, which is baseline, a normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 45 stage 3, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus low normal, vitamin D 25 low at 21. Anemia 12.3 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no dialysis. Next number, left-sided nephrectomy. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension well controlled. Next number, malanemia, no external bleeding, no EPO, hemoglobin more than 10. Next paragraph, history of non-alcoholic fatty liver, early liver cirrhosis, but clinically nothing to suggest encephalopathy, gastrointestinal bleeding, ascites, or portal hypertension. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.